All right. I call to order this regular session of Public Safety Personnel Retirement System Fire Board meeting at 11 a.m. this Thursday, July 13, 2017, here at City Hall Complex Council Chambers. Can you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You may be seated. Okay, going to number two, we have discussion.
Mr. Mayor, just for the record, if you can do a roll call so we can identify everybody that's here.
Okay. All right. Who's the one that calls out the names here for roll call?
Everybody identifies each other.
Okay, we'll start over here then.
Buddy Bernard, present.
Okay. Mayor Doyle, present.
Ely.
Yeah. And Secretary to the Board, Martin Pignon, HR Director.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's go to number three then. Discussion and possible action approving the process, options and dates selected by the city to distribute the PSPRS pension refunds. A, our meeting with affected fire employees on July 5th and 6th by city manager, director of finance, and director of human resources to explain the refund of PSPRS pension funds, and I suppose that's been done already?
Yeah, that's been done.
Okay. B, the options outlined by management staff to affected fire employees, one full refund, two partial refund with partial deferral to deferred comp, and three full deferral to deferred comp. You just want me to go on down the line and then explain?
Let's just go over the options the employees will have is to do a full deferment, a full refund, partial refund and then partial cash out, or a full deferment of the total amount. So those are the options available to them.
Okay, so we have the deadline C, and required paperwork outlined by management staff to affected fire employees, which is first day, number one, July 21st, to submit chosen option in writing to human resources. And two, July 28th, the date for issuance of check by finance. And three, W-4 paperwork required. Is there anything
Now, just for information, if a member does not make any of these decisions, he'll still get his check on the 28th, but the taxes will be automatically deducted as a regular, like without any W-4 exemptions or anything. So if they don't show up and say, take away only such an amount, they're gonna be taxed as a regular paycheck.
The regular.
Yeah.
So, for the ones that wanted to make it easy on themselves, it's best to be here.
Yeah, they'll change the W-4 or they'll decide on deferring some of that money.
But they've all been notified about this.
Yes.
So they know.
Right.
Okay. And I guess that covers pretty much that. And they already, for the July 21st, they have to, when they submit chosen option in writing to HR, is that for the same thing?
It's the same thing. They tell us, this is how I want my money.
Okay.
And then we process it. Now, individuals that are already members of Nationwide, just sign up that form that I gave you, take it to finance,
right.
And finance then does whatever they indicated they want to do. So, there's a lot of these members of both the fire and the police that are already members of Nationwide.
And once they become members, it's the same. Can they address the W-2 of the W-4, or they have to do it through here?
Well, they do it here, and then Jeanette, the finance director, just processes whatever amounts they want to send over to Nationwide is going to be sent to them.
All right.
Yeah.
So then, it seems like everything's been explained.
Yeah, but we just have to touch on item D.
D, that's the important one.
Yeah.
Explanation of plan payment and process on the issues of interest outlined by management staff to affected fired employees. And that's pretty much been done.
Pretty much what that means is that the courts have not decided on the interest rate amount yet to be paid. So that's not being paid now. Once the courts decide that, then tell PSPRS and all the agencies, you will pay so much interest on these amounts, then we're going to do another refund to cover the interest.
Okay, so
that's been explained.
This refund is more on the principal?
On the actual principal of the amount.
And then you're going to do another refund for
the interest? We'll do another interest once we are told how much the interest is going to be. Okay. And we've informed everybody of it'll be two refunds, the large amount and then the interest.
So do we need to vote on anything at this point?
Yeah. If you agree with the process that the agency has set forth, motion that you agree with it and take a vote.
All right. Well, myself, I'm comfortable that everything's been explained. And
what we're doing is endorsing.
So we're just going to...
Like what's already been.
All right. So do I have a motion to approve?
Yes.
You have a motion?
Second.
You have a second. Any discussion? Anybody have any comments? No? Seeing none? All those in favor of approving this motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion approved. Motion carried. Now, should we go to the future agenda item?
Yes, please.
Okay. So we go now to number four, future agenda items. And I guess it'll be till the next time we meet. Probably.
Yeah, we'll be having to meet again to go over the interest issue. And also, we need to also discuss adding two more members to this board because we're too short.
We're pretty short.
Yeah. So those will be on the future agendas. And I'm going to review the rules on how to elect new members to the board and process, inform you guys on how to approach that. But it'll have to be confirmed by the board once we do it.
Good.
Okay?
That way, next time I'm misinformed, you can start without me.
That's right.
Okay. We have number five, next meeting date will be based probably on whatever the need is.
Yeah, it's to be determined.
To be announced.
Huh? Yeah. Okay. To be announced.
All right. Then, seeing that we did all the business and got it approved, I'm adjourned this meeting.
Okay.
Meeting adjourned.
All right. Thank you.
Well, did you want to go on?
Mario and Chief, if you guys can post this at your buildings.
Under the power vested.
If your members know that
unless you guys want to
the nation guy is going to be here on Monday, if they want to consult with him.
Okay.